Onondaga County's Shared Services Committee has approved a county-wide shared services plan. Now local governments could be in line for $5 million in savings, plus a $5 million match from New York State. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the benefits from the state-mandated exercise in government consolidation may go beyond just saving money right now.
The just over two-month timeline to get something done was required by the state. It forced towns, villages, school districts, and the city of Syracuse to spend a lot of time this summer talking. And while approvals by local governments will tell the final tale of savings, Town of Salina Supervisor Mark Nicotra says the process opened communications between governments.
I think more can come of these relations as we know each other better and know the operations of each other's municipality.
And that, says Fayetteville Mayor Mark Olson, means there could be more consolidations down the line.
It's really brought the city and the villages together, and I think that's something that we're looking forward to seeing ways that we can combine services and help each other out.
The 31 points in the plan calls for government to share things like highway facilities and use bulk buying power to get cheaper insurance. It also moves the consolidation conversation to a new level with the creation of the Greater Syracuse Shared Services Council, which will streamline shared services proposals in the future. And that, says Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, may be the committee's greatest legacy.
When this community talks about consensus, it's been A or B. And this version C is a hybrid that's a lot closer to satisfying because it keeps those separate identities but brings the buying power of the whole. So I predict good things for that.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.